The Milwaukee Brewers are back in the playoffs. They're division champions for the third time in the last 6 years, and they'll be taking on the Arizona Diamondbacks when the playoffs get underway for the Crew tonight. Joining us to help get ready for it is WPR reporter Evan Casey. Evan, welcome to the show.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
All right, so let's start with just a quick recap of how the Brewers got to this point. At one point, it looked like they were fighting for divisional control with the Reds and the Cubs hot on their heels. So how did the Brewers get to this point where they closed things out and moved on to the playoffs?
Yeah, so it was a fun year for the Brewers. Last year, they didn't make the playoffs for the first time in 4 years, but this year they won the division. Pretty much in the past month and a half, they've been playing maybe the best baseball in the entire major leagues. They have the best record in baseball since August 18th. Basically, they're using their pitching right now. They have maybe the best starting rotation in baseball. One of the best bullpens, maybe the best closer in baseball, of Devin Williams. Their offense has been streaky, but it has been a lot better as of late. That's largely due to the addition of some guys that they got via trades. One of those guys is Carlos Santana. The other is Mark Hanna. Josh Donaldson as well has been just a huge upgrade to this team's offense as well. So yeah, it's been a really fun season, especially in the past month and a half.
Is that offense for the Brewers the biggest question mark heading into this series? I know that that's been traditionally a refrain in the past. The Brewers have had some really, really, really dominant pitchers, but then those bats can go silent, sometimes just at the worst possible time. Is that still the case as we're heading into this series?
It is a big question mark, but the Brewers' pitching is so good that even if we only get 2 to 3 runs a game, that could still lead us to a victory in some instances. But yeah, it is definitely going to be a big component of the series for sure and throughout the playoffs. Also, hitting home runs in the playoffs is a big deal. The Brewers do not do that a lot. So we'll see if they can really keep up with the Diamondbacks this series. I think they have a very good chance, though. They play small ball very well with Craig Counsell as a manager. That looks like a lot of bunts, a lot of stealing. They use their speed a lot. So I think we have a pretty good chance. It would be great to see some home runs in key spots throughout the series, but it remains to be seen right now if the offense will be good or not.
Is there anybody that we should be aware of on the Arizona Diamondbacks that do well, that Brewers fans going into this should be just maybe aware of in the back of their minds as we're getting ready for tonight's game?
Yeah, so Zach Gallen is a guy that you will definitely hear his name come up a lot this week. He is probably one of the best pitchers in baseball right now. He is just an absolute stud on the mound, and he'll be really good against the Brewers. He's actually already pitched 2 games against us this year. We've only got 1 run against him in 15 innings, so that'll be tough. And then another guy is Corbin Carroll. He is a rookie for this team. He has just had an outstanding season. He's really young, really fast, can hit home runs, and he'll be fun to watch as well.
The Brewers this season, especially during games that are middle of the week at night, they tend to have lower attendance in those games. You think the fans will be showing up now that it's the postseason, or will there still be maybe a little bit of a struggle to pack the house for those games?
I do think they'll pack the house. You know, this is kind of the golden era right now if you're a Milwaukee Brewers fans, just in the past 5 or 6 years here. In that time, just in the playoffs games, they've really done a good job of selling out. Most of those games are being pretty close to a sellout. I know this is the first series, the wild card series, so fans might not even know they're in the playoffs or kind of, you know, be aware of that. But I think as time goes on, you'll see a lot higher attendance. We do have the smallest market in baseball, but we have still finished, you know, in the top 15, top 10 for attendance a lot of years in the past few years here. So I think it'll be a great atmosphere. There'll be a lot of people there. I think it'll be a packed house and very, very loud.
You mentioned that the Brewers are the smallest market in baseball, but they do bring in a lot of fans from outside the city of Milwaukee, all across the state of Wisconsin, to go to those games. It's more of an event than anything else. But some fans are worried that in the next few years here, the Brewers could be going to a different market, and they could be, you know, potentially not playing games in Milwaukee at American Family Field. Where do we stand with those discussions as far as funding and securing a commitment from the Brewers to stay?
So Republican lawmakers announced a plan in September that would send about $700 million to the Brewers. Some money coming from the team, but a lot of that money is public money to basically keep the Brewers in Milwaukee until 2050. And that money would be used for stadium renovations, basically. So in the past few weeks, there's been just, you know, continued discussions about that plan. So we'll see what happens. But, you know, that's going to be up in the air.
Always interesting when sports and politics collide, especially as the Brewers get ready to make a playoff run, which those games start tonight. Evan Casey, reporter here at WPR, thanks for joining us. We appreciate it.
Yeah, thank you.